And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Goopa Goopa!
Hello.
Well done, you've found Punky Radio. My name's Paul V. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I'm not here.
Aren't you?
I'm somewhere in the Mediterranean. I'll be giving you details about it next week, but this is a show we've made last week for this week, so you know, and it's a special show because this is the special label special. Every single band we're playing this week are on a label that at some point or other have sent us a load of CDs or labels that we're closely associated with, which means we've got eight very different sorts of music this week. And I'm not mucking about to start with, because the kind of music we're playing first is the kind of music I've been listening to at my secret festival that I'm at right now. This is the Subsonics from a label called Slovenly. I'll tell you about the label in a bit. Oh, also, listen out. This sounds, I think this has got a feel of a Red Morning Light by Kings of Leon to it, but a lot dirtier. This is Bad Knots.
You're tired, it was some bad knots, the pictures that I made of you. You're tired, it was some bad knots, somehow they all came true. You're tired, it was some bad knots, they look so hard to undo. You're tired, it was some bad knots, how will you ever get loose? You're tired, it was some bad knots, the party that they drew for you. You're tired, it was some bad knots, your only gift was a noose. You're tired, it was some bad knots, they look so hard to undo. You're tired, it was some bad knots, how will you ever get loose? Some bad knots, how they turn inside you. You're tied up with some bad knots, how they tighten your screws. You're tied up with some bad knots, they look so hard to undo. You're tied up with some bad knots, how do you ever get loose?
That was the Subsonics and Bad Knots, Tony. What I want to know is, what is the Subsonics MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheSubsonics?
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/SubsonicsAtlanta, which will give you a clue as to where they're from, my friend. That's right, they're from Atlantis. you're listening to Planet Smashes underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. Slovenly are one of eight labels, as I said at the start of the show, that we are playing a band from each label this week. Suddenly, kind of the garage punk label, that's the festival I'm at the moment. And they brought out Wowie Los Argues' second album. At the festival I'm at, Tony, by the way. What I did when I got there, I tell you now, because it was my plan now. It's this week, next week, time travel, what's going on. But we're staying in a shared house with two Germans and a Norwegian. We don't have any plans for the Norwegian, but because we got there the day before the Germans did, and this has already happened, but I'm telling you now because it hasn't happened yet. Messing with your mind is, I took my England towel and my Union Jack towel, and Steve took his towels, and we're going to just put them all over the sofas.
Yeah.
In the room, so when the Germans get there, they're already taken. How childish is that? I'll let you know how we got on next week. It's going to be embarrassing, but it'll be funny anyway. That is assuming I got over the mountain pass, if you were listening last week. So Paulie being internet one, Tony nil. I don't think it'll stay like that way this week. Eight different labels, as I say, quite excited about all of them. I would ask if you'd done anything other last week, but I don't know, because we're making it before last week's happened. So I thought what would be good in this section just to run through some of the things we want you to send us by next week. Because I personally am short on Comedy Suburbs and Poetry Corner. They're the two things I like to get. If you have a joke you'd like to send me to read it on the show, or if you have a little poem that you'd written, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email, Comedy Suburbs or Poetry Corner or both. Send us it, I'll read it out on the show. Also, if you have a MySpace comment, please do visit our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio. Leave a comment while you're there. We like to read them out. We haven't done for a long time. What would you like, Tony?
I want your gigs for my gig guide. Email me tony@punkyradio.com with those. If you're in a band or there's a gig in your area you'd like to promote, it is international, so any gigs around the world, send them to me and I'll read them out. I need your twats. There was no twats last week and there'll be no one this week, so please do email me them. Tony@punkyradio.com. Type your email is a twat. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Yeah, I think that's the main ones.
I think that is the main ones, yeah. So we are going to rush through this show a bit because I'm going to be saying a little bit about each label as we approach it, as I do with the next track this week, which has come through via South African ska punk label called Red Ambulance. I'd say ska punk, they have all sorts on the things. And thank you to Jay Bones from Fousey Geese for sending us all this stuff through. I'm sorry we haven't played more off it. I do feel like I've let you down a bit. This also goes for the next track we'll be playing as well. But thank you very much to everyone in South Africa who listens. I know we have a dedicated fan base there, and I'm a dedicated fan of yours too. This is a band called The Diesel Whores, Tony, from their album The Fear. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Diesel Whores?
It is indeed. It's probably been Internet One, Tony One. This is a little bit of rocking stuff for you. This is Too Late to Be Saved. Diesel Whores. Let's keep that rocking theme going, Tony, with a little bit of Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
That's okay.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Have you got any Podcast Alley comments?
I do. Thank you for all your comments so far. It is now a new month. It's October.
It's a new month.
It's a new month, so it's time to vote again. Easy way to do that, if you haven't voted already, is to go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is important, please vote for this link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in a comment if you so wish, because we get them out. Get your votes in now. It's a new month and I bet none of you have voted yet. Maybe a few have.
Well, I haven't voted yet because it's last week and I'm away and it's this week and I doubt very much where I am there is any internet service, but I will be voting over the next few days. Also, Tony, just before you read these out, I have to say that Podcast Alley has been our most consistent feature of this show throughout its 5-year existence.
Yeah.
It's always been there. When there hasn't been, when we haven't had any twat, when we haven't had any MySpace comments, when we haven't had any of the other things we ask you to do on the show. We always seem to have Podcast Alley. So thank you so much for keeping us going. Keep up the voting. Off you go, mate.
Cool. It is top five this week. I love Punky, but then I am completely hat stamped. Commas added for pauses, Tony. Thanks, Black Cat. Nice patronising message. Thanks for that.
He is completely hat stamped, of course.
Yeah.
September. Hello, Black.
September vote. Well, hello, Springfield, Illinois. Thoroughly enjoyed the September 7th show. It was Beena and Kitty in one show. It's an old geezer's girl band's fans' dream. Milky Pants! Milky Pants! The September 12th show, just as fabulous. Really liking Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons. Black Manalishi sounding really good too. Keep up the great work, Jim C.
He likes the chicks and he lives in Springfield. Jim Cannamella.
Aye. That's the fella.
Punky Jim Cannamella, that's the fella. The fella is Cannamella.
Punky
He's
Rocks.
Jim. He likes singing Quim.
Punky Rocks. Stayed sober long enough to vote this month. Loving your work, guys. Keep up the chaos. Respect. Lord Raylock. P.S. One day soon, Kitten Blood. Jesus Christ. You're not going to get out of that country.
He's back. I'm so happy. Lord Raylock, my good friend, how are you? Let me know. If I ever win the lottery, I'm going to fly you over myself and pay for your taxi direct to Tony Towers.
Tony Towers is... I don't live there anymore. You can send him there, it's fine.
Oh, right, okay, of course, yeah. I'll be sending you directly to Robin's Nest. I'll be waiting at the bottom of the stairs with a big camera.
But thanks and for that, Luke. Mr. Lord. Nice. Me likey, it's Punky. And it's a lot better than hopping on the brown line and going the wrong way round the Antwerp Ring Road.
It certainly is.
Thanks for the great tunes and laughs, Hellrat from Seattle.
Thank you, Hellrat from Seattle.
He's not wrong.
Is that a first timer?
I think so, yeah.
Welcome aboard, Hellrat.
Yeah. You don't want to go the wrong way around Antwerp Ring Road either.
No one does.
No, you don't.
Certainly don't want to take the brown line to Bullwell.
God, no. Semi-naked tribute. Paulie B and Tony. In tribute to your last show where Paulie B was naked from the waist up, I'm voting for you naked from the waist down. Better go now as I think I'm about to be thrown out of the internet cafe. Always voting, Mart, the patron saint.
I'm disappointed. I was hoping it was going to be a girl. But nevertheless, Mart, great effort for being naked from the waist down in an internet cafe. Photos, please. Paulie B at punkyradio.com.
Nice. That's it, Podcast Alley.
Well done, Podcast Alley. A truly brilliant show. I say a truly brilliant show. I mean, a truly brilliant effort. That's what I mean. I will tell you a little bit about the record label Grape Juice after this song, Tony. This is The Butcher's Boy and Wicked on Broadway.
I strapped on my brand new dog. I sent him howling down Broadway Street. Overnight, our tongues don't blow again. When I see somebody that I did. Now you can come every girl and boy, tell everybody that you meet. This is where the people are. They're going wicked down Broadway Street. Now other men, they are standing like guards. See that you don't get out of line. They're getting down just like the hippies do. Can't even tell the days are breaking the rules. They are stages as long as they like, until they fall off their feet. Gonna get to where the people are. They're gonna wicked down Broadway Street. They got wicked down on Broadway. Women are drinking whiskey. their brains. See, you don't get in their way. This kind of moves a lot of ways. Now come and see all the pretty girls. Grab the finest one that you meet. It's so easy to forget your name. When you're with it down Broadway. We're gonna wake you down on Broadway.
That's the Butcher's Boy, Tony, which is on, they're on from their album Skin and Bones, and it's on a label called Grape Juice, who sent us a load of CDs through a while back now, and they weren't our usual fare, as you can tell from that. That was a little bit honky-tonk. A lot of them were sort of lighter indie stuff, but I did manage to find some stuff suitable for the show on it, and the reason that I picked Grape Juice out of the cupboard full of CDs that I have in my the Hireman's Lodge. I couldn't remember what I called my own place. I only live here. I don't live here at the moment, of course. I'm somewhere else. Was at some of the other weeks, so they really enjoyed the Grape Juice special. So I found that and I thought, let's make this a special label special. So that's label 3 this week, Grape Juice. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Butcher's Boy's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheButcher'sBoy.
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and Internet 1. You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, my friend. Okay. Now, I've been promising for weeks that I'm going to read out the latest reviews from UK iTunes. And I'm going to do that now. iTunes reviews are really important to podcasts in that they help you move up the podcast chart, and the more people that see us on the podcast chart, the more people listen to us, the more people listen to us like the music, the more people like the music buy the records, and thus our job is done. We are uniting fans and bands across the land, but we need your iTunes reviews. The 4 latest one we've had, I'm going to do in not reverse order, but from the oldest latest one. This is from Murphy the Yeti. All 4 of these are from semi-regular listeners. Oh, I said semi. 5 stars, Murphy the Yeti. If you're looking for great music and funny talk, Punky Radio's for you, featuring 8 tracks every week that will blow your mind and expand your music collection. Thank you, Murphy. You're absolutely right. Next up, FNUF. Nice. All for Punky and Punky for All. 5 stars. My dog would lick this show if I let him. Let's hope it's not the same dog we talked about on last week's show. If you don't know what I'm talking about, listen to last week's show. Next up, Simply the Best. 5 stars. Dottie Mac. This is without doubt the funniest thing you will hear anywhere. Paulie B and Tony H treat you to an hilarious 60 minutes of comedy diatribe that is second to absolutely none, and 8 tracks of the best music from the punk and psychobilly bands globally. A phantasmagorical way to spend an hour and get in touch with punk from everywhere. Truly uniting fans across the land. Always listening.
Nice.
And last up, this comes through for, I'll just get the title of this one. This is Punky Has Everything. 5 stars by Arstus.
Yeah.
With 5 years under their belts, Paulie B and Tony demonstrate how years of experience are utterly meaningless when it comes to producing quality entertainment. Some podcasts excel at music, some at humour, others cover refined discussion about topical subjects. Punky straddles them all, dangling the mighty berserker against the foreheads of lesser shows, thumbing their noses at authority, and uniting fans and bands across the lands. Always listening. Thank you very much, Arsus. Thanks to all of you for those. And we really do appreciate getting your iTunes reviews. And there was something else I was going to tell you then, and it's already got out of my head. I wonder why that is. It was something to do with iTunes, but I can't remember what.
Okay.
I'm not getting any younger. Right, anyway. Do please vote for us on iTunes if you can. It was something valid. Right. I'll maybe think during the show. Who knows? I may not. But anyway, if you haven't voted for us already, do. Right, straight on with the next track, Tone.
Okay.
On this special label special. It was something to do with last week, but next week. But anyway, I'm not here, and what's going on doesn't matter. Captain Oi, we haven't heard from in a while, my friend. I'm going to have to get back in touch with them. We do appear to have fallen off their radar. We tend to fall off Captain Oi's radar once a year. They are the biggest purveyors of punk rock, particularly back catalogue punk rock, in the UK, and they've been absolutely brilliant. Do check them out. Just type in Captain Oi, O-I, into your internet browser of choice, and you will find them. One band you'll always find on Captain Oi are The Exploited, and this is from a Captain Oi release that came out. It's CaptainOi.com, by the way. This came out 4 or 5 years ago now. It's the Complete Punk Singles Collection, The Exploited. What I want to know is, what is The Exploited's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheExploited.
It's not. It's MySpace.com/OfficialTheExploited. Tony 2, probably being the internet 2. This is Privacy Invasion. Exploited, Tony.
Cool.
They don't muck about. Now, I was wondering, seeing as last week when I listened back to the show, I discovered that while I was in the toilet, you went on about flowers again.
I do like flowers.
This is habit forming. I was wondering whether you'd maybe managed to retain any information about our official sponsor, GoDaddy. Have you?
Not unless it involves tulips, no.
I'm afraid it doesn't, my friend, but it would be a nice aside. To the tune of Revenge of the Psychotronic Man's Idiot dub version, I'll tell you a little bit about them. Essentially, GoDaddy.com are a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
And increase site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY410, that's...
PUNKY410.
Into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY411 code, that's...
PUNKY411.
Which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35, Nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate to Ruby.
Which I have been exploiting on holiday this week, but more of that next week. Now the fun starts. Punky 412, that's...
Punky 412.
gives you 30% off all .com domains, and just when it couldn't get any crazier, Punky20H1, that's
Punky20H1,
drops 20% off hosting plans, and Punky125, that's
Punky125,
gets you a brazen 25% off any order of £65 or more. And finally, Punky SSL, that's
Punky SL,
which allows you to buy standard SSL certificates for just $12.99. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
I see.
I quite enjoy reading that out.
Yeah.
This is Hit Bone Slim.
The death of me. Hung, drawn, and carded. She want me hung, drawn, and carded. Hung, drawn, and carded. Hanging from a wall. Run me ragged all night long. Got me so I don't know right from wrong. Drink your slippery lining. Struck me twice. Oh, girl, you're gonna take my life.
That was Hit Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers, Tony.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, which is our second bit of honky-tonk, really, on this week's show. Kind of bluesy honky-tonk number. They've come via Voodoo Rhythm Records, who I think we can safely say have been great providers of great music to this show over the last sort of 3 years, haven't they?
It's been 3 years? Wow.
I think we've been using them for at least 3 years, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, certainly since I've been in the Hireman's Lodge, they've been helping us out. And, yes, yeah, so do check out Voodoo Rhythm Records, but also check out Hit Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers. And actually, their album is called The Neanderthal Sounds Of, with Nia being like Knee Trembler. Very clever. The Neanderthal Sounds Of, Hit Bone Slim and Tremblers. Well, on those, what is Hit Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers? MySpace, baby.
MySpace.com/Hit Bone Slim.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B and Internet 2. This is interesting. Do check out that album, by the way. We've played quite a bit off it. It's absolutely brilliant. You're listening to Project Marv underneath it. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. Have you heard from Marv recently?
No, not at all, really. They've been very quiet since moved to Newark, really.
Well, that's that conversation knackered, then.
Yeah.
Also, my next question, do you have a gig guide?
No, and nothing, unfortunately.
So does that mean for
can't
the second...
Do.
Tony's International Gig Guide. Oh,
yeah.
I'm missing it. How do people do that? How do they get in touch with you again?
Yeah, if you have a gig to promote, or if you have a gig in your area if you'd like to tell everyone about, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Obviously, it's an international gig guide, so it can be anywhere in the world, and I'll read them out. So just email me. Type your email in Tony's International Gig Guide.
It's a bit tricky making the show this week because I don't know what I'm doing at the moment. I don't know how I've got on. I don't know whether I'm still alive. I don't know if I've got a voice. I don't really know anything. Yeah. I mean, that's in general, but I definitely don't really know anything about what I'm doing at the moment, who I've seen. I may have interviewed a few bands that we may be able to hear the interviews in a couple of weeks' time when I get back and sort everything out. I don't know. I'm in a mystery place, Tony.
Scary
somewhere
times.
In the Mediterranean, watching Garage Punk. I have no more information than that. So I might as well get on with the next song, unless there's anything you want to add.
No, no, that's cool.
Well, all right then. Because this is yet another label. This label have been tremendous help to us over the last 18 months. I talk, of course, about That's Not Skanking, TNS Records, who put on gigs and also release songs by the bands they like. Now, most of the bands that they release are some form of ska punk or hardcore cross, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so. And this band are no exception. Kickback UK, my friend. What I want to know is, what is Kickback UK's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/KickbackUK?
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/ This Is Kickback. Tony 3, Point of View Internet 3. This is from the mini album Persevering with Positivity. And this has got a great title. We Are Never Going Back to Montreux.
Pressure.
Kick Back UK, Tony. We're listening to the Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, my friend.
That's okay.
I'm going to tell you a bit about what I'm doing this week, presuming I'm not dead and okay. I still have a voice. Both of these things might not be true. But Thursday of this week, I'm doing the latest instalment of the craziest gig that I put on at the Ashcroft Arms in Luton. And it features Peter Buckley Hill and Paddy Lennox. So it's going to be mental. The gig starts, well, the door's open at 7:30. Show starts at 8:30, as do most of my shows, actually. And it's £8 on the door. So if you're in the Stopsley area and you fancy a laugh, do come down. It's always a good laugh. There's always a bit of drink up afterwards, and mad things happen at this gig. If you can't make it to that one, maybe you can make it to what I'm doing on Friday, where Peter Buckley Hill is joined this time by Adam Crow, or Adam Ethan Crow, as he likes to be called now, both excellent comics. Tickets for that show are £10, £8 if you're a member of the club, and that's at Woodside Hall in Hitchin. These are all the last minute comedy clubs, and the Hitchin and Letchworth show I'm about to speak about, you can get more information at lastminutecomedy.com. I know this for a fact because you, Mr. Tony Hearn, have done the updates for them.
Yeah,
that is correct.
I did it last week with plenty of time.
Yeah, and thank you so much for doing that. Much appreciated. Finally, Saturday night, I will be doing my show at Letchworth Arts Centre, which again features Peter Buckley Hill, the crazy bonkers lunatic musical maestro, and once again, Adam Ethan Crow, who is a tremendous closer and an excellent comic. Same applies. You are still in time to buy an advance ticket for that show, though. If you'd like to get an advance ticket, do call 01462 670 788. That's 01462 670 788. After the Hitchin show on the Friday night, I will be going to Sheep Bar, where DJ Roch is again on the decks. They have a champagne bar and crazy cocktails, and I get prop smashed. And then on Saturday night, I might be going to the Arena Tavern, or I might be going to the Coven in Luton, which is an 80 to 85 goth and alternative special, and I do really like the look of it. And if I can get over there, do go to that as well. If you type in The Coven and Luton into the internet, you'll find out all about it. This promised to be a great gig. As far as I know, it's £5 to get in, but I know that a lot of the tickets have already been sold in advance, so if you want to go to that show, do make sure that you get in. It'll be a nice way for me to end the weekend, I think, if I do Luton Thursday, Hitchin Friday, Letchworth Saturday, and then Luton again Saturday night. I can parenthesise my North Hearts with my jewel in the crown of South Bedfordshire.
Cool.
That was quite a lot of talking. Are you up to anything this weekend?
Oh, blimey.
I know he's too far ahead.
He's too far ahead. I don't think so. Yes. I'm going out Saturday, I think, with some old friends. Moose Nottingham, meant to meet up with a few friends we used to work with and things like that, and this Saturday I'm going out with an old friend I used to work with and his fiance. We're going to have a meal.
Will you be having any cocktails, Tony?
Some cocktails?
Will you be going dogging in the forest?
Maybe.
With your old friends? His fiance, well, she needs to know about the future, doesn't she? Might as well break her in with a meal with you instead. I would suggest going for cocktails previously and see if you can get them a pint of dogging in the forest. I haven't done enough about dogging in the forest, but I am going to try and have one in Sardinia, because the European dogging in the forest is truly mental.
Well, the green one.
Yeah. Basically, the pint of snot, the slimy green bastard, the depth charge of hell.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and have a dogging in the forest. I will tell you, I probably already have one. I will tell you about it next week. Right, shall we get on with the next track then?
Yeah.
This comes from Nicotine Records on this special label special. Nicotine believe in rock and roll, and they will sign any artist that rocks or rolls or both, and they get some great ones. And these next band up are from Seattle and are called All Time High. I'll tell you a little bit about them in the next section. For now, Nice Guys, Laugh, Laugh.
Don't know where we're going, or if we're ever coming.
That was All Time High, Tony, on the Nicotine label and their album Friends in High Places. And you're right, that is a kind of grunge and roll sort of deal. There is you can hear the Seattle sub pop grunge influence on that band, but they do, but they rock as well, you know. They rock and roll and grunge. They're rock and roll and grunge, Tone. That's what they are. Rock and roll and grunge. What I want to know is, what is All Time High's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/alltimehigh.
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/alltimehighrock, which I believe makes it probably be an Internet 4, Tony 3.
Okay.
With one track left. You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week. I did mean to say last week that I would mention about the competition that we have got planned. I will say about it now, just when I double check with you, do you have a twat?
I don't. No. So,
what are we going to do about that?
Well, if any of you out there do have a twat to nominate, as mentioned last week, please do email me. Email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. Title of your email is a twat. All twats greatly received. And would like to hear from you as soon as possible. We like reading them out. Don't want to see the feature go, so please do email us your twats.
The feature isn't going to go, Tony.
I know.
We're just having a couple of weeks off the twat. They'll be back.
Cool.
If you are a new time listener, you're going to have to go back to an episode, maybe, I'll say an episode, a show, 3 or 4 weeks ago, to find out what is a twat is, but it's glorious. And it's sorely missed on this show. We need some twat. I might have one next week. You never know. Now, I did... Also, there are, at the moment, at least two other ways to listen to us other than downloading. You can listen to us online on internet radio stations, one of which is Hussy Skunk. The address is hussyskunk.com, which is a kind of a sort of ska punk station that carries our show 2-3 times a week. Also, you can hear us on Roach Radio. The best way to do that is via Facebook. If you go onto Facebook and just type in Roach Radio, you'll find them. We are on there as well. I'm still waiting to find out whether we are still on Wicked Radio. I hope we are. Evil Deshi, if you are listening, let me know, because I would hope we are. And if not, do tune into Wicked Radio anyway. It's a fabulous station that doubles as a pirate radio station and an internet radio station. Now, I mentioned the competition. The last special label on this special label special we're doing this week, ooh, special, is Manila PR. Now, we've already got Black Manalishi and Distortion UK, I think it was, Distorted UK, who we've got in the competition already for Christmas, one, two other things. But I spoke to Steph from Manila PR, not your Steph from Manila PR, and said, look, if you've got anything knocking about the office, will you send it through to us and we'll put it in a Christmas competition? She's sending loads. Now, I've already set aside loads of Manila PR stuff anyway. They've been really great. They're not a label. They're exactly what I say on the tin. They are a PR company who look after bands, many of which are unsigned, and help them to get signed. They're absolutely brilliant. They send us all sorts through, and they have done. And one of the best bands they've ever sent through to us is a band called Limousine.
Okay, yeah.
We love Limousine, don't we? They've got two albums out. I thought I'd played nearly everything off both albums, but I don't think we've ever played this track. This is off their first album, Car Crash Casino, which is nothing short of brilliant. You have to go onto Limousine's MySpace page, which is...
MySpace.com/Limousine.
How are you spelling Limousine?
Limozine.
It is. It's Tony 4, poorly be the Internet 4. These are one of my favourite bands from the last few years. I absolutely love them. I'd love to go and see them live. I haven't done as yet, but I'm going to find a way. This is Domino Mystery.
She smiles, she's far back in her seat.
That was a brilliant limousine. Thank you all so much for listening this week. Please do get your twats and your gigs to Tony. Just remind them who they should send an email to, Tony.
Tony@punkyradio.com. Our Italian email is a twat, or Tony's International Gig Guide.
And we also continue to need your iTunes reviews. How do people do that?
If you go to punkyradio.com, on the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open up our music store page on iTunes, where you can log in and review us. You will need to log in, but it's all free, and obviously give us 5 stars and we'll read them out. We've done the UK and the US now, so we'll probably save those up again now for a couple of more months or so until there's a few in there, but please get your reviews in.
And it's a new month for Podcast Alley, so we want you to vote there as well. How do they do that, Tony? I'm getting you talking now.
Again, punkyradio.com at the top of the screen is important. Please vote for his link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in the comment if so wish, because we read them out. And yeah, it's a new month. It's the 5th of October today, so do vote for us.
Next month we should be back to normal. Just before we go, Tony, I have this bombshell to leave you on. For no apparent reason, while you were talking about Podcast Alley, I lifted up my blue and white stripy t-shirt and tweaked both of my nipples.
Really?
And I don't even like it. I don't like them being touched. I don't know why I just did it. Anyway, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, poo.